The reality of Japan's overtime deregulation, 100 hours a month, is not a new cap. Japan's overtime deregulation should be understood as a change in administrative guidance concerning existing statutory exceptions, rather than a legal amendment creating a new cap of 100 hours per month. Even when applying special provisions, the annual, monthly, and multi-month limits and labor management agreement requirements must still be verified. Japan's statutory working hours are, in principle, 8 hours per day and 40 hours per week. The standard overtime limits under a 36 agreement are 45 hours per month and 360 hours per year, while special provisions apply to exceptional increases in workload. Even with special provisions, overtime work must be at most 720 hours per year, and overtime plus holiday work must be less than 100 hours in any single month. The multi-month standard should be verified in the official regulations of Japan's Ministry of Health, Labor, and Welfare. The key point of the reported change is not to raise the statutory cap, but to apply more flexibly the administrative guidance that had strongly required overtime to remain within 45 hours per month. Korea primarily regulates weekly overtime limits, the UK average working hours, and US federal law overtime premium pay. The phrase requiring the greatest caution in reports that Japan is easing overtime regulations is allowing 100 hours per month. Japanese law already has an exceptional limit that may apply under special circumstances. The reported policy should be interpreted not as a measure creating a new statutory ceiling, but as a move to loosen the operation of administrative guidance that has required companies to reduce overtime to within 45 hours per month. However, the exact year and month meant by next month and the final implementation document cannot be confirmed from the provided reports alone. Rather than relying on relative date expressions, the notices and guidelines issued by Japan's Ministry of Health, Labor and Welfare should be checked together with the effective date. Japan's current overtime limits, Japan's statutory working hours are, in principle, 8 hours per day and 40 hours per week. If an employer wants employees to work beyond these limits, it must conclude what is known as a 36 agreement with an employee representative or labor union, and file it with the Competent Labor Standards Inspection Office. Having a 36 agreement does not mean that unlimited overtime is permitted. Category main limits and conditions: statutory working hours in principle, 8 hours per day and 40 hours per week. Standard 36 agreement overtime is generally limited to 45 hours per month and 360 hours per year. 36 agreement with a special provision applies when there is a temporary increase in work that is ordinarily difficult to predict. Annual ceiling overtime of at most 720 hours per year, single month ceiling less than 100 hours in 1 month. Combining overtime and holiday work, multiple month ceiling, check the specific standard in the official regulations of Japan's Ministry of Health, Labor and Welfare. Number of months exceeding 45 hours, check the specific limit on the number of months in the official regulations of Japan's Ministry of Health, Labor and Welfare. Here, 100 hours is not a monthly target that can generally be used. Even where a special provision is in place, it is a single month threshold that cannot be exceeded. More precisely, the limit is less than 100 hours, not at most 100 hours. Separate application methods or special rules may apply to construction, automobile driving work, physicians, and other fields. When assessing working hours in these industries, the industry-specific regulations should also be checked, rather than applying only the general standards. What was reported to be changing the core of the reported policy is not the introduction of a new legal standard of less than 100 hours per month. Rather, the Japanese government would adjust its uniform administrative guidance requiring companies to keep overtime within 45 hours per month, whenever possible, and would take greater account of each company's circumstances within the exceptions established by law. The following two concepts must therefore be distinguished. Statutory ceiling, a working hour limit whose violation may result in legal liability, administrative guidance, an administrative tool through which government agencies request improvements or cooperation from businesses, even if administrative guidance is relaxed, the requirements to conclude and file a 36 agreement, the conditions for special provisions, and restrictions such as at most 720 hours per year and less than 100 hours in a single month do not automatically disappear. The multiple-month standard must be checked in the official regulations of Japan's Ministry of Health, Labor, and Welfare. The scope of administrative guidance, covered industries, effective date, and health protection conditions may also vary depending on the final policy document. Stating categorically that, starting next month, people will be free to work up to 100 hours per month is an overly simplified description of the system's structure. Background to the deregulation discussion: Japan must respond to a declining working age population and labor shortages across industries. Industry groups have also argued that work in research and development, advanced manufacturing, semiconductors, AI, and robotics may become concentrated during testing and verification or immediately before a product launch. Companies may argue that limiting overtime to the same level every month makes it difficult to concentrate personnel during particular periods. Labor and public health groups, meanwhile, may be concerned that exceptions will become routine, health will deteriorate, and unrecorded working hours will increase. This issue goes beyond simply asking whether people can work longer. The policy's actual effects depend on the following conditions: how strictly the reasons for applying a special provision are reviewed, whether actual working hours are recorded objectively, whether continuous rest periods and leave are secured, whether the health of employees working long hours is checked, and their duties adjusted, whether labor shortages are addressed through routine overtime standards for long working hours, and figures on health risks should be checked against official analyses by the WHO and ILO. Being within the statutory limit does not eliminate health risks. Multiple restrictions overlooked: by focusing only on 100 hours per month, many reports directly compare 45 hours per month with 100 hours per month, but Japan's special provisions do not operate solely on the basis of a single monthly standard. Single month, multiple month, annual, and frequency limits must all be calculated simultaneously. For example, even if the combined total of overtime and holiday work in a particular month is 95 hours, the following conditions must be checked separately: whether compliance with the multiple month average standard has been checked against the official regulations of Japan's Ministry of Health, Labor and Welfare, whether annual overtime exceeds 720 hours, whether the limit on the number of months exceeding 45 hours has been checked against the official regulations of Japan's Ministry of Health, Labor and Welfare, whether the temporary reasons and procedures specified in the special provision have been satisfied. The legality, therefore, cannot be determined from the single month figure of 95 hours alone. The statement that overtime approaching 100 hours per month is possible indicates the statutory boundary, but risks omitting the other restrictions that determine whether it can actually be applied. Expanding the discretionary labor system is a separate issue. The discretionary labor system deems employees to have worked a number of hours agreed upon by labor and management, rather than calculating working hours based on the actual time worked. Japan operates a professional-type system applicable to certain highly specialized duties, and a planning-type system applicable to certain duties, such as corporate planning and analysis. This system does not automatically apply to all office workers or research and development personnel. The requirements for each type of application must be met, including eligible duties, labor management procedures, and the employees' consent. Even if expanding its scope is under consideration, the proposal must be distinguished from the current system until the actual laws, regulations, or notices are amended. The discretionary labor system grants discretion over how work is performed. It does not mean that health management obligations or all working hour regulations are eliminated. Comparison with South Korea, the United Kingdom, and the United States, each country regulates working hours through different units and mechanisms. Comparing only the numbers can overlook rest rules, excluded workers, labor management agreements, and overtime premium structures. Country basic regulatory approach, key details points to note, Japan monthly and annual ceilings and labor management agreements. The general limits are 45 hours per month and 360 hours per year, with multiple ceilings applying even under special provisions. 100 hours per month is not a generally permitted amount, but an exceptional boundary below which hours must remain. South Korea weekly overtime ceiling in principle. Statutory working hours are 40 hours per week, with up to 12 hours of weekly overtime permitted by labor management agreement, flexible working arrangements, and special overtime require separate conditions. United Kingdom average-based regulation over a set period in principle. Working hours are managed so that they do not exceed an average of 48 hours per week. Over 17 weeks, adults may agree in writing to opt out of the 48-hour limit, and industry-specific exceptions apply. United States federal regulation centered on overtime premiums. Non-exempt employees covered by the FLSA must generally receive at least 1.5 times their regular rate for hours over 40 in a workweek. Federal law does not impose a uniform maximum number of weekly hours for ordinary adult workers, but state law may set stricter standards. Understanding South Korea's 52-hour workweek, South Korea generally manages working hours within a total of 52 hours per week, comprising 40 statutory working hours and 12 overtime hours. Under ordinary circumstances, working 20 overtime hours in the first week and reducing them the following week would violate the weekly 12-hour limit. However, separate systems exist, including flexible working hour arrangements, selective working hour arrangements, and special overtime. These systems do not allow employers to arbitrarily comply only with a monthly average. Statutory requirements and labor management procedures must be met. The United Kingdom's average-based approach. The United Kingdom generally requires average weekly working hours not to exceed 48 hours over a 17-week period. Even if working hours are long in a particular week, they may be reduced in subsequent weeks to meet the average. Rest rights apply separately, however, and the reference period or exceptions may vary depending on the type of worker and industry. The United States cost-based approach. Under the U.S. FLSA, covered non-exempt employees who work more than 40 hours in a workweek must receive at least 1.5 times their regular rate for the additional hours. Working hours from different weeks cannot be averaged to avoid overtime pay. Nor should it be stated categorically that the United States has no maximum working hour regulations whatsoever. Additional restrictions may apply to minors, transportation and safety-related work, collective bargaining agreements, and under state law. Matters for companies and employees to check to determine whether a special provision can be applied at a Japanese workplace. The following materials should be reviewed together rather than focusing on a single monthly figure. The validity period of the filed 36 agreement and its special provision, the specific reasons that permit the special provision to be activated, actual records, distinguishing overtime from holiday work, the rolling multiple month average under the official regulations of Japan's Ministry of Health, Labor and Welfare, the number of months exceeding 45 hours, and the annual cumulative total late night work, rest, leave, and health protection measures, whether industry-specific special rules apply rather than listening only to the monthly limit stated by the company. Employees need to check whether a 36 agreement applies to them, and review their multiple month average. Companies should consider that repeatedly using temporary special provisions to address labor shortages or routine workloads may conflict with the purpose of the system. Criteria for assessing the policy: greater flexibility in working hours can help address workloads concentrated during particular periods, but it is not the same as improving productivity. The policy's performance is more appropriately evaluated through the following indicators than by increases in total working hours: productivity per employee and the quality of output, trends in industrial accidents and health problems, actual utilization, rates of paid leave and rest, turnover and absenteeism, rates, the percentage of workplaces that repeatedly apply special provisions, whether overtime goes unpaid or working hours go unrecorded. Ultimately, Japan's change is not the full authorization of 100 working hours per month, but an adjustment concerning how strictly the existing exception rules are administered. In assessing final implementation and scope, priority should be given to the Ministry of Health, Labor and Welfare's official documents, the effective date, covered industries, and health protection conditions, rather than news headlines.